everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So, this morning I did a boo in response to the audio boo by All One Word, Big Rick, who I just love listening to, by the way, because he makes me laugh. And Rick, you never did tell me how to get to Sesame Street. I know how to get to the playgroup, but I don't know how to get to Sesame Street. Anyway, social media and sharing. And one thing, let me add, I'm making hot chocolate in case you're wondering what the noise is in the background. One thing that, I love about audiobook is that it goes off in all different directions. For example, TurboStream and Nick Holloway Box were talking about religion, and then, Mac did one, and it went from losing the faith to mine of losing my religion, losing my faith, or something like that, and then Pilgrim Chris, and it goes off different topics, and one topic, and you can just go in so many different directions, but anyway, social media and sharing, and they were talking about Facebook. But this morning I had an experience with coworkers and boss in regards to Twitter. Most people don't tweet, but it started out on the subject of the weather, of course, because the weather is the hot topic for today in Northern Illinois, because it was like minus 15 below wind chill with and I had looked on my phone, and there was no number for the temperature. Nothing. And I was like, man, what the hell? Well, in the building, it's not really built for, you know, getting the internet airwaves in. And I took a picture of the 0 degrees, and I added it to my AB view now hashtag, because it said 0. How cool is that, a temperature 0? And I tried to tweet it. It wouldn't tweet. Wouldn't tweet, wouldn't tweet, wouldn't tweet. So my boss, who was in the break room with a few of the drivers and myself that are there early, and he says, what's your name on Twitter? And I just froze. Only because I try really hard not to connect both the real world and my internet world. On occasions, you know, there are a few people that really know who I am. People that have met me, that I've known online, know that what you hear and the pictures that you see are really me. But I don't really feel all that comfortable with people at work, especially in corn country, knowing my whole business. And most of the people, they're not into the internet and social media like the younger generation. I'm kind of caught in the middle, where it could be kind of creepy and kind of not. Most of those people don't Twitter. They don't read any of their news online, which is funny because Big Rick had mentioned, you know, he shares news articles. I do too, especially if they're weird. You know, it's like, you're not going to hear that on or see that on CNN news on the television, so why not share it? But my boss asked me what my name was on Twitter. And I just looked at him like, I'm not telling you. And he says, well, don't make it too challenging, because that'll, not entice, but, you know, give him the urge to go and find out. You know, some people just want to go and I can find out who she is, just to prove a point. And I said, well, I'll tell you later, kind of thing. I have no intentions on telling him later. But I was just thinking, oh, Lord, don't go there, boss man. Not that I have, you know, some of my blog entries are just not, they're for adults only. They're not, you know, and I don't know, but I was just thinking how it went from the weather to Twitter in just under a few seconds, you know, I mean, just the conversation and how quickly, you know, and who knows? I'm sure he wouldn't be upset because I'm not mentioning work, coworkers, but there's always references that I do, you know, on Audio Boo. And it wouldn't take much to figure it out, and that would get me in trouble. But anyway, there you go. Just another added on thought to the thread. Letting us people.